Show.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the 580 Show, episode 172. I'm here with the Olympic City boys. What's up, guys?
Going on? Here.
They're back in Western PA where they belong. But yeah, plan for this episode is just to talk to Gus Kacharski-Frawley about how everything went. They obviously competed last weekend at the Olympic City Pro-Am. So I watched the whole thing start to finish, like, of your guys' show. I thought the pace of it was awesome from a spectator from home, because I was able to watch, like, what? I guess you guys had, like, roughly 20, and then the middleweights had 8, and then the women had 4. So, like, a little over 30 people in, what, 4.5 hours start to finish?
Very cool. Movie ram.
Yeah, and I actually was talking shit on the live stream at first, and then I realized it was my Wi-Fi that was making it choppy. So, because I switched over to another device, and it was like as smooth as could be. So yeah, that's awesome. But first event at the Olympic City Pro. And first off, how was the, like, I don't know, talk about your guys' trip. I heard Frawley told me you guys didn't have heat in your Airbnb.
We didn't have heat in our Airbnb.
No,
we might have stayed in the worst Airbnb in the history of Airbnbs.
Dude, we got catfished. The guy that we got it from definitely took the real estate pictures from when he bought the house and then just changed everything out. The microwave was different. The oven was different. The couches were different. There were no curtains on the blinds, so you could just see through the house. Hell, one window didn't even have blinds.
Do you guys leave a bad review?
We're good. Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Dude, that happened to me in Columbus. Like, legit looked like one of the nicest Airbnbs I've ever seen on the thing. And then I got there and there's ants everywhere and heroin needles in the front yard. And it was,
we were gonna cook out in the grill in the backyard. And the day we get there, we check out the grill. It has all the grates are torn out of it and thrown on the ground, and it's filled with garbage. The tank isn't attached to the, like, isn't on the grill. Like, the hose connection was.
Yeah.
But it was, like, not under the grill. It was the worst Airbnb. The hot tub didn't work.
Damn.
What are we going? Don't ever say it.
No, don't.
Yeah, we're doing that.
No,
yeah, we are.
No.
Don't ever stay there.
We can't dog.
Don't stay there.
I'm going to have Dante beep that out.
No.
We're going to get countersued.
If you want to know the address, you let me know, and I will tell you.
All right. Yeah, there you go. That, exactly.
Give me the DM.
Yeah, if you're ever going to Colorado Springs, consult with these guys before you go, and then, yeah. But how was the venue?
Great.
Yeah? It was good. There was a lot of room.
Yeah, no complaints, really.
Athlete accommodations were, like, what was your guys', like, warm-up stuff like and everything like that?
I mean, there was a lot of warm-up stuff, I thought. Like, everything you'd need to be ready. And I felt like there was enough time to warm up. It wasn't like I felt really rushed or like, yeah, I was fighting other people.
We had an entire staff helping us in the weight room. Like, organizing the weights, organizing, like, yoke heights, farmer heights, farmer handles being set up, you know, communicating what the weights were on different implements. Like, it was seriously awesome.
Yeah,
like, that was great. Finding the athletes and what they're opening with, so we didn't have to, like, keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, man, it definitely showed. It definitely showed, because, like I said, how it ran. I mean, start to finish under five hours. So that's cool. So the first event, I just paused it, and I'll have Dante piece these two together. But so the first event was log.
Yep.
And our boy Gussie he took a crack at the 400.
Yeah.
It was one thing I did think was weird was no split times for the log ladder. But that's in the rule. Like, I mean, it's at the promoter's discretion, obviously. Right. And You could definitely see people, you could tell what events there were split times, what events there weren't split times, because how people were gaming it. But I believe, you guys correct me, but your logs were what, 300, 350, and then 400, right?
No, it's
No?
330, 375,
Okay.
400.
I was
Yep.
off. 330, 370. Oh, yeah, because okay. Yeah, I screwed that up. Yeah, 330, 375, and 400.
Yep.
Yep.
And for quite a while there was a huge hold up on hitting that second log. Like, you know what I mean? Like people getting the second log, and Gus came through and smoked it. That was
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Had that dog in them.
How did the different logs feel? 'Cause one of them was wooden. The last one was wooden, right?
Yeah,
The
Gus is the
first
only one to touch it.
Gus
Two,
Solo.
yeah, the first two were fine. Like the pit bull was no problem. The then Bartos log, which we all used, and then I think I was the only one who actually touched the 400 in warm-ups just to get a feel for it. I just picked it, deadlifted it up, didn't clean it or anything, but I could tell right away. It was like it felt like it was like 10, 15 pounds heavier on the left side. So it I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt a little funky, but once it was on my chest, it felt pressable, but no,
You know what's funny?
definitely not what I
They actually called you out on the live stream for warming up super heavy. Like I think CJ said it. He's like,
Yeah, CJ mentioned that.
yeah. That's
Yeah.
cool though. What so I mean, I thought that was a really cool event. For a while you guys were like could see the middleweights next to you. So you kind of always had action going on. Like even if someone kind of like only got the first log, but then the person next to him was a good presser, stuff like that. That's what I was telling Frawley this week. That's one thing I thought was really cool was your guys' class, there was really no like dead weight at all, where everyone kind of had their moments. And like even if a guy did bad on log, he did like insane on the next event. And it was just always kind of like someone coming through and having like that shining moment on it. And it was just a thought it was just a really even show, like across
We
the board.
talked about that too, like getting ready during prep. Like people that were good at overhead weren't as good at deadlift. People that were good at deadlift weren't as good at overhead. There were obviously some exceptions to that, but it was just kind of a general rule. And yeah, you could kind of tell like some people were really good at some events, some people weren't so good at some events.
Yeah.
So,
So the second event was the Max Axle.
yeah.
What kind of axle did you guys use? Do you know the brand?
It was like a 10-foot pipe.
Oh, really? Just
Yeah.
a
Yeah, it was
axles
like a
are all
steel
over the
pipe.
place, so you know,
Yeah, it
I
was like a
was just
10-foot 2-inch steel pipe. It didn't feel weird or anything. It just
no.
felt like an axle, but it was long.
Yeah.
So
No, you guys all three did really well in that event. Gus, I saw they said no thumbs, or you had to have your thumbs around the bar, so that obviously changes the way you pull.
that's what we thought, but you watch videos back and you see people had their thumbs false grip over the
Yeah.
top. I was told specifically that like it had to be wrapped around, like the ref grabbed my arm and was like, grab the bar like this. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. I don't think it didn't change anything. It was just something I had to think about going into it because as I pull, my straps kind of slide down. So it was something I had to keep in mind after it, but I don't think I would have pulled any more doing it any other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you still had a PR. How many pounds was that PR?
20, like 20 something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the Bartos is like 68 pounds, so it's
Yeah,
something like
right.
that.
Yeah.
How did that how did that setup feel? Because it was like, you know, it was a 9-inch deadlift, but you guys were standing on the thing so you could
Yeah.
have the cooler, you know, setup and stuff. How did it feel?
It was stable. I felt stable up there and not off balance or anything. The only thing that happened to the implement, well, I think, was like, I think it happened to me on the first deadlift, the right tire blew. And you could just hear the air hissing out of it
Oh,
the whole time
really?
as every person was coming up.
Yeah, the right tire was hissing there. I mean, everybody had to deal with it, but yeah, it did a little bit. So it made it a little bit challenging off the bottom. But I would say with the tires being on the tires actually helped a little bit off the ground because it gave you just a little bit of a bounce, right? Rather than like having plates on the ground, there's no give with that, right?
Yeah, that makes
Whereas the
sense.
tire had a little bit more. So if you could kind of game it right, you could use it to your advantage
Almost
just a
like
little bit.
slack. It was almost like
Yeah,
slack.
a
Like,
little bit, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
that makes sense, honestly. That makes sense. That's like
That's a
I've done like Gus, you know those plates that your coach Petro has at his gym with the 18
Yeah.
inch? That's the
Yeah,
hardest plates
massive
ever.
wheels.
Yeah,
Yeah.
those are so could now I could never those are like super heavy and condensed. So this is like the opposite. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Paul. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goliath, Greek Goliath, and Mark Sanchez tied up for the win on that event.
Yeah, they both pulled 875.
875. That was
It's
cool.
pretty gnarly.
Dude, that's insane.
That's like
What
the
did you
hardest
guys
deadlift you
all?
can get, right? Like, and they're pulling almost 900 pounds. You
Yeah,
know,
right. Gus,
that's pretty crazy.
you pulled 775.
Yeah.
Frawley pulled 715, and Kucharski pulled 695.
Yeah, let's talk about
But Frawley, you
it.
so Frawley, you went 750. It seemed like you could take. Now, how were they? How are they gaming jumps?
20 pound
Because
jumps.
20, it had to be 20. Okay. Okay.
You could skip jumps if you wanted to. You could skip jumps, but it
And
was
you
20
went.
pounds to the next weight.
And what did you miss?
755.
Okay, I thought so because I was gonna
Yeah.
say you skipped 735, which I think, looking at your 755, I thought you had 735 for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
But
but the whole reason I took it was to try to get a 5 pound PR.
oh no,
So,
right?
you
I
know,
100% get
like I
that.
get it. Yeah,
Yeah.
looking back, I'm like, man, I wish I would have just taken that, but
Yeah.
that's why I did what I did. So,
I forgot to mention even that because we were talking about it right before the episode, but you messed up a finger right before the show.
yeah, I
Everyone
dislocated
got
my
it.
fingers warming up for log.
Yeah.
These two.
So all five events with that. We'll talk about Gus too. I think Gus got banged up on the next event, right? Which
Yeah,
was yoke.
that yoke crushed my soul.
Dude, this show was so one thing I loved about it was the events we talked about Frawley on the pod, but the events were good. They were just like classic strongman events, and it was so heavy. Like it was a really cool pro-am. So, was there anything else I skipped over with the deadlift that kind of like stood out? Anything that I mean, I
Looking at the scores from what I remember, you had to get to the 775. That was the mark that everybody was pulling to get some actual points. So
for
like
sure.
even if I would have hit the 755, I would have only gained, I think, 1 point just
Yeah.
for getting one more jump. So it just kind of showed you where like the meat of the crowd was, right? The average of the crowd and where of the field and where you need to be. So I definitely took note of that. So
Yeah, there were seven guys that pulled 775.
yeah, that was the number. Like there's always in the classes you always see the number. That was the one for this one. So
Right, 100%.
yeah.
So then you guys did yoke, and that was 50 foot, right? And it was a 1,000 pound yoke. So that's obviously a huge number. Charlie, we were getting hyped for you because you were the first athlete to go to not drop the
Yeah.
yoke.
That was my goal. That was my only goal for the yoke run was I just wanted to run. I wasn't trying to be fast. I mean, CJ noted that on the live stream. I was not trying to run quickly. I was trying to run steadily and not drop it so that I didn't have to spend time picking it again. And then
Yeah.
you run the risk of the slides and et cetera. So I wanted to run one clean run and that was it. So I was really happy with that. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in first for a while on that event. You ended up getting
Yeah.
third overall. What did that yoke feel like for you guys? Because it was a unique yoke, and I think they were saying it was custom built, right?
They were Elite FTS yokes.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Yep.
cool.
They came from Team Nation.
I've never seen those Elite FTS yokes in a comp. And I know they have a thinner bar, right?
Gus didn't like them.
Yeah, it was like having an axle on your back versus
Yeah.
like whatever a usual yoke is, like a
Yeah,
three
like a
bar.
4 inch or
Yeah,
whatever.
whatever it
Like
is. But it
three.
didn't feel like it was going to move or go anywhere.
That's what I
It
loved
all
about
went
it.
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
And
was
when it
wider
was
though
on,
than normal yoke, though.
yeah. It did
Yeah.
feel different. When it was on my back, it felt like it settled nicely into the spot that I wanted it.
Did you
It was
guys
and that
quite a bit
really.
wider too? Yeah, did you know? Wait, what did you say, Gus? It was It
wider?
was wider than
Oh,
normal. Yeah.
significantly wider, yeah.
I mean, for the short guys, it worked against them, but those tall guys, like having the wingspan, being able to hold it, it was really
Yeah.
comfortable. It didn't like put a lot of pressure on your front delts or anything.
That's
Totally
cool.
agree.
So not to this is like in the weeds, dorky stuff, but did it feel different with like the weight on the sides versus like when you'd run a like say the yokes we have at 580, like the Madewell and like the Titan yokes.
Yeah.
Did it feel different, like the weight distribution? Did that feel like a swing from a cambered bar or anything like that, or did it just was like yeah, it was a yoke?
I think it did a little bit, not quite
Did
like
you?
as bad as a camber bar would have been, but I definitely noticed a little bit more forward and back than I
Yeah.
would
Did
have
you?
on like a four corner yoke.
Yeah. I
I mean, it
can't
makes
say that
sense.
I noticed, truthfully.
Couldn't say it was 1,000 pounds. I wasn't really trying to think.
Yeah, it was heavy. I mean, it still felt like there was 1,000 pounds on my
Oh,
back. I can say that for sure. Thousand pounds is a whole new world.
And Kucharski had a hell of a run too.
Yeah, until I dropped it. I was watching the video today, reliving my horror. Right when I dropped it, I was at 10 seconds, like 5 feet away from
I know.
the line. And then I had to re-pick it twice. And they hit me with like two penalty slides.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm sure they talked about it in the rules for you guys, but on the live stream, it wasn't that clear like what the drop penalty actually was.
2 seconds per slide.
2 seconds?
Per
Yeah.
slide.
So even if like you hit and you're moving, that's a slide penalty.
And
Oh, really?
they told us it was going to be strict. I
Well,
mean,
they
they
were
told us.
hammering. They were
Yeah.
hammering everyone with it.
Yeah.
Well, I
So,
mean,
sure.
what's that?
I just said, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah,
Well, yeah,
like.
because Kachor, I was surprised because Kucharski had a really good run until he didn't when he was like 5 feet away.
Right.
And then his time was like 24 seconds. And I was.
Yeah, like I crossed the line, and in my video, I crossed the line at like 19
Oh,
seconds.
really? Yeah, so
Yeah.
two
I was
drop.
like blown away. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
argue.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's a drop penalty, whatever, there's, the drop penalty. Gus, you got banged up on that event.
What
Yeah.
happened? Like, what, when you were running? I'm curious.
I think after every repick, I think I was rushing too much. And at one point, I repicked and it was too low on my back. And I felt like I was trying to push the yoke forward with my arms more than you probably should when it's 1,000 pounds. And I don't know if I was straining hard, but
Yeah.
it felt like my arms were being pulled off. That and then
Ooh.
every repick, it felt like I was just being crushed. I still
Yeah.
haven't fully recovered from that. My back feels like it just needs pulled.
How many times did you pick it during that run? Like four,
It had
five?
to be four. It had to be
500.
4 or 5.
Yeah,
500.
Gus picked it a lot of times. I felt
Yeah.
bad.
I was determined to finish, but I think
Well,
that cost me more than it did anything
I'm
else.
thinking too, the wider posts on the side probably were, but when you're pushing forward with your arms, that's putting that extra strain because it's out farther. Whereas
Yeah.
normally you would have your support of your delt, your pec, your upper shoulder, et cetera, pushing on that. And when it's out farther, your forearms are probably taking the brunt of it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
kind of
There
makes
were
sense.
some guys, like even in the lightweight or not the lightweights, but the middleweights,
Middleweight.
there were people that legitimately picked it 15 times.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I could just see them getting shorter.
That wasn't a light
Like,
yoke for the middleweights. What'd they do, like
yeah.
nine something?
It was
Yeah.
900.
Well,
Yeah.
it was a heavy show for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a heavy show.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, the yoke was cool. And then Kacharsi comes out on Farmers and freaking seals the show. My internet, so only part of the show I didn't get to watch live. I'm not joking. 4.5 hours. I didn't get to watch 2 minutes because my computer was plugged into my TV and died. And then I ran and plugged it in. It was Kacharsky's freaking Farmers.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And so I the
I
live
really
stream
didn't
you could
care.
the live stream you no the live stream you can move around, so I got to see it still, but I literally like if you finished and then the next flight was up when my computer died. And then I refresh and I'm like, oh my God, Kacharski just won that event.
Yeah.
I was filling in so
Yeah.
many people because people were out and about and stuff and weren't watching live. And I was, yeah. How
Yeah, I
the
got a slide penalty on that one too.
did
Yeah,
you?
he did get a slide
Yeah.
penalty on that one. He still won
Like literally
the
15 feet
event.
out, the implement, the handle slid out of like my where I wanted it to be down into my fingertips. I'm like, I gotta make it to that finish
Yeah.
line because if it falls, it's gonna flip.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
like put it switched in the gear and got there. And as soon as it was coming across the line, it dropped out of my hand. Both the judges looked at each other, and I looked at them and said, I'm getting a slap penalty, aren't I? They're like, yeah. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself. Don't worry. Sorry.
What was your guys' weight again?
350.
Okay. Did something change with the rules, or did I not understand the rules correctly with the one drop
they changed
thing?
They changed it.
Okay.
They told us they wanted people to finish. They're like, we want you to finish. We realize this is going to be challenging, so we're not gonna punish you for multiple drops.
Stuff
that
changes.
Was what we were all training for.
Because I remember you guys talking about it in training with the no drop.
Same with the yoke. The yoke was only supposed to be one drop, but they were like, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna let you go. Like
3 weeks out too, because I messaged them when I dropped my first yoke in practice.
Yeah.
But no. I felt like it worked out. The farmer's handles, obviously my hand didn't help me, but the farmer's handles themselves, they were Titan farmers. And did you guys notice the handles could roll?
Rotate a little bit.
They were
play back and forth.
That didn't help. either. But, I mean, it is what it is. I think the bar was a little bit thicker, too. Just a little bit thicker than the Bartos, which made it a little bit different. They were
shorter than Bartos for sure, too.
They were what?
The height pick?
That lower pick. Lower
pick. Yeah, the height pick was definitely a little bit lower, but not by much.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice a huge difference, but it was different, is what I would say. But yeah, it just, I mean, it sucks. Trying to hold on to something with broken fingers isn't very fun.
Yeah.
So, strong hand.
Because you winning that event was so awesome, though.
That's just crazy.
It was awesome.
You had Gus. Gus got second on the first. It was like a day of just highs, because on the first event, Gus tied for second.
First.
On
the log.
Nobody tied for first. You tied for first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Frawley had the yoke run, and then Kacharski had the farmers. I was I was just sitting here like a proud dad.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
It was a special moment.
Yeah.
You sure are special, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It was real special beating somebody in three events. I ain't going to say any names.
And,
Rise of Goliath.
The last event was, I thought, was the one that stole the show. Like
the Stone event.
I thought the Twin Peaks was like a cool idea. Or what is
awesome. That
what it's called? Twin Peaks?
Yeah, Pike's Peak. Yeah.
Pike's Peak. Twin Peaks is the one where the girls dress like. Yeah.
Got a lot of relation to the end of the story.
But yeah, the Pike's Peak stone. The stones were like redone, resealed.
Best stones I've ever used.
Looked like Target stone, like the ball outside of Target. It was just, and like people were getting so hype. I don't know if you guys really got to like comprehend the middleweights.
Yeah.
What was happening with them, because it was basically winner takes all between first, second, and I believe third for stones. And then the guy that was in third came and like had an awesome run and forced a hand. And then the guy in second came and had a good run. And then our boy, Chris Otero, the show, he came out and blew it out of the water. It was just like CJ Krause was doing an awesome job commentating it, and it was like a super, super close event. And then those guys had to do a tiebreaker too. It was a cool tiebreaker, I thought, because it was for actual money. Like, they were like, this is like the difference of like $500 or something, you know? Like, that's cool.
They did what they do, single arm farmer hold,
single arm farmers facing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those stones are the best stones I've ever used for sure.
Yeah, and you can tell because your guys' performance, like not trying to chirp, but like you definitely, I mean, I thought like the performance is, I mean, for you, Frawley, because I know your stones well. Kacharski thinks he can load a 400 stone and it's like 320, but whatever. But but no, you guys did awesome. Like Gus, obviously Gus's forearm was acting up. So
felt like they were being pulled off my body. And the tackle wasn't sticking either.
Excuses, Gus.
I agree.
No, you could tell, like, I was just, like, kind of screaming at you to stop because I didn't want to see you tear something.
That's like, what I would, if I said that if the tacky would have stuck, I think I would have torn something.
Yeah, so it might be it's a blessing in disguise that it didn't. But no, you guys, people were moving through those stones.
Yeah.
I mean, moving. Sure. So stones were probably rattle off the stone weights.
300, 330, 350, 400, 440.
And then it went, you know, it got worked its way up in height and then worked its way down.
48, 50, 55, 46, 42.
I thought the 55 was going to give people the most problems in your guys' class.
Yeah, we're all tall, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know?
Man, people were just like, Matt Webb won motion.
Matt Webb's a dog, the old man strength.
He won the event.
Yeah, he won that event.
I don't know if you can hear it on the live stream, but after the event, he threw his hands out to the side, says, "Who's going to beat the old man?"
Yeah.
Like, that was awesome.
You couldn't hear it on the live stream, but he posted it, and I thought that was sweet.
It was awesome.
There was just so many good performances. I was kind of heartbroken for Mark Sanchez without ever knowing or meeting the guy. I felt sad because
I can't remember what he said about – do you guys remember what he said about the tacky? Like, whether he wasn't familiar with it or used a different kind.
Bored by it. Because I talked to him right before we went up. I said, "Dude, you don't got any tacky on." He's like, "This is all I need." He's like, "This is the best tacky in the game." I forget the brand he said.
Oh, okay. No. Don't call out brands. Don't.
That's why I said I forget the brand he said. Okay. Come on, man.
I remember talking to him. He was really frustrated with the tacky situation because that was pretty much whatever happened with it is what caused the problem. You could tell and talk because he was cleaning up when we were, and then he said the same thing. So, I mean, at least he still hit podium. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But CJ Allen, who I've messed with before, he snuck in the win, man. That was awesome. Yep. Congrats to him. But there was just so many. Like, if you go down the list, like, Josh Hatfield was consistent all day, pretty much. Like, look, and then Mark Sanchez had the lead the whole day, had that real big deadlift. Same with Greek Goliath. Matt Webb won the stones. Gabe Pena's been the world's strongest man. So it was just like Qatar. Yeah. You guys were a place and two places behind Gabe Pena. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in fifth going into the last event. And then Frawley came up to me and told me this what was going on right after the stones.
Yeah. Because if you had a good stone run, it was possible that you could have made it to the podium.
Yeah, and it was a long shot, but it was he had a chance.
And Gus and I talked about it too, and we're like, I don't think he knows, and we're not gonna tell him. But we're going to push him really hard on this event and see what happens. So
that's funny.
Because, well, we didn't want you to try too hard. We didn't want you to overtry, right? And try to be a hero. Like, dude, just go do a good run and see where the cards fall. So, it's not out of reach. It could happen.
Yeah.
So
it was fun.
We got experience. It was a good show.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
It was funny. It was funny because CJ Krause thought Katarsu was going to pass out on the live stream, but it was just the way you are. Because do you remember the last – wasn't that event that Chad Coy made you try that last stone again?
Yeah, I got there. So when I got to that last stone, I barely had any tacky. I picked it. When I tried to, like, reach over to pull it back in, there was no tacky left.
Yeah.
And I looked at my arms. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, you got 25 seconds left. Get back in there. I'm like – okay, let's give it a whirl, man. I'll try it again.
It was when you're going from the second to last stone to the last stone, and you were like doing your thing that I've seen you do in training, but you look like a crazy person and you look like you're gonna pass out and die. And they thought that you were gonna pass out on the live stream. I was like, nah, I think that's just
how he is.
But no, man, there's a ton of people to highlight. Like I said, Chris Otero, he's like a 580 show listener, and I met him at Nationals last year, and he's an awesome dude, and I was so pumped to see him get the 105 win too. But
for sure.
I think Kacharski just touched on it a little bit, but I think you guys going there as a – obviously you guys having each other I think is a really cool thing because I think it's really unique because you three all kind of started strongman around the same time too.
Gus was doing it way longer, but
oh, were you?
Tyler and it's good.
Sorry, Gus.
Tyler and I for sure.
Yeah.
But, so, Well, you guys kind of congregated and then have each other to push, but I think you guys going to the show is like a prime example of like putting yourself in the bigger pond. Like Frawley and I always talk about it, like be the smaller fish in a big pond versus, the huge fish in the real small pond. Could you guys have gone to like a local show, an hour from your house and been the top three there no matter what? Yeah, but you guys flew, which is like probably a huge experience, because if you ever like make it to OSG or the Shaw Classic or just a big show, whatever show pops up, another pro-am, you guys are gonna have to fly. So getting that experience, learning how to, and then going against, putting yourself like that was a stacked lineup. I don't think a lot of people know, like that was a stacked lineup, super well-rounded top to bottom. You could put the top 10 or 15 in any order and you'd be like, yeah, that could have happened. You know what I mean? So no, it was cool. I was proud of you guys. It was awesome.
The flying was definitely a new experience for competing. I mean, I know I learned from that for sure. I hate flying, and I knew I hated flying, but like you said, it's going to become a necessity if you continue down the path. So, navigating it is a little bit better now. We know how to do it. So that was good, but the altitude did affect a little, but I wouldn't say it was the end of the world, but like I was short on air. I mean, I can say that for sure.
I feel like during the events, it didn't really affect me, speaking for myself, but like trying to recover
Yeah,
after
getting your air
the
back.
trying to recover in between like yoke and farmers, man, like catch my breath. Like you had to rip your belt off right away. There was no like, oh, we're just gonna ease into this. Like, no, you had to get that off.
Yeah. So that was a challenge too, right? Like there were some good things that we learned, right? And I'm really happy for that. The judging was a pretty strict standard for the most part.
Definitely.
And that was like good. I want that because I want to be held to a strict standard to what you can expect at a world show or at a high level show. And I felt like that was consistent the whole way through for the most part.
Yeah, it was your log that I was like, oh, they're gonna judge hard today.
Yeah.
Is that one
Yeah. And they
rep
told
down
us
on
that.
log?
I mean, they told us in the rules, like, guys, we're going to be strict.
That's awesome.
More than fair. More than fair.
Yeah,
I
that's awesome.
expected that considering these are the same guys who like judge the Shaw Classic, like, which is pretty crazy in itself, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Any other main takeaways from the trip? Anything that you guys wanted to talk about? I want to have you guys on this week because fall we're talking about that show a lot, and you all three went and did a great job. So I just wanted to, everyone
Yeah,
comment and tell me how it went.
I was really proud that all three of us finished the show. It was a mental test for sure. I mean, getting through all five events and like sticking with it, like especially Gus, like can't hold on to farmers, can't hold on to stones. Like it's
I
like,
almost,
man.
after Farmers, I almost pulled out. It that was the first time it's ever crossed my mind to pull out of a show.
And like just finishing a show at that level with those weights and like it, I mean, I get you didn't load a stone, right? I get that, but like you still tried. So like getting through that is a feat in itself. And it was awesome. Like it was great. I would tell anybody that wants to go out and do a show out there to find one of Brando's shows because I felt that they did an excellent job.
That's great.
Very well run,
So
put together. All the helpers and like Brandon really cared about the athletes and their well-being throughout the whole show.
yeah, without a
Just like
doubt.
the
Well, that's
So
great. Yeah, no, I hope it, like they got a lot of buys on the stream too. Like I
yeah.
hope they got a lot of support because I love buying stuff like that because I think that's the way these like pro-ams and stuff are going to keep popping up. I see pro-ams keep popping up. I saw Levi Strong's running one in down south
September.
somewhere.
In September,
Where's
Las
the
Vegas,
lot?
Mississippi.
And then what's the Las Vegas one?
It's at the end of April, I think, right, guys? At end of
Yeah, like
April.
April 27th, I think.
Yeah. So
Who's running that? Do we know? I'll look
I
up.
don't remember.
On Iron Podium?
It might be.
Did any
I
of
don't
you
think it is
dorks?
on Iron Podium, to be
No,
honest.
I don't think it is. I know they have
They're
an Instagram
using
page. with like
They're
a link
using some other platform, but
what's it called?
Las Vegas Strongest, I think.
Yeah, Las Vegas Strongest.
Got it.
Yeah, but the events are awesome. They're pretty similar to Olympic City with a couple different ones, but
yeah, sub the farmers for a truck pull, and I think that's pretty much it. The Hummer tire instead of an axle.
15,
Hummer tire deadlift.
15-inch Hummer tire.
Yeah.
Log clean and press each rep.
Yeah.
Truck pull, 1,000-pound yoke, and Atlas Stone series.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely something like in the future. I mean, I definitely would consider competing in a pro-am again. It just costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
To
well,
travel.
Maybe we'll run one. That'd be fun.
Great. Then I wouldn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, you sleep at your own table.
So I wouldn't have to travel.
It looks like this one too is just heavyweights.
Is it okay? There's no middleweight.
I don't. I might be wrong. I only see weights. Like each thing, there's only one weight. So
yeah, I know Levi was talking about having a middleweight class for his in September. They were tossing around the idea. Right now, I think it's just heavyweights. But they were talking about potentially having a middleweight class too. So,
was there an event in Levi's show where you have to pick a sandbag and run through water and load it like the World's Strongest Man show?
Yeah, like Sean Big Z.
Yeah, that was one of the events.
Well, that's awesome. Did any of you guys buy Iron Podium Premium? Any of you dorks?
No.
It's a debate.
Haven't kicked in yet, you know.
It's a debated thing going on in the strongman community right now. That's the only other topic I had. But the only thing I don't like is the leaderboards are only for paying people. So you're only measuring yourself against paying people. But, hey, Iron Podium's got to make money. I mean, it's probably their full-time job.
Here's my thing. How can you measure a leaderboard with all the different events? Like, what are they doing? Taking it from, like, the most wins?
Probably just dorky algorithms and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like deadlift, you know, stuff like that. I think it's a cool idea if they want to keep doing it, but I'm not going to have it. But yeah, if anyone got Iron Podium, I'm having a
stroke. Put it out.
Let him go. He's got to get it right.
If anyone has Iron Podium, oh my God. I can't say it.
Come on.
Iron Podium Premium. If anyone has that, wow. I'm gonna have my producer edit that out so I look good. But if anyone has that, comment and let us know what you think of it so far. But we'll have some guests here in the next couple weeks. Congrats to the big boys. Make sure you drop a comment. What do you guys call yourselves?
The Beefy Boys.
Beefy boys. I always say Burly Boys accidentally. Beefy Boys.
Not big covers in that.
Beefy Boys. I might wear my Frog Gostarski shirt to Strongman Saturday tomorrow. We'll see. But
my girl got a kick out of that.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah. That's
fun. Yeah, congrats, guys. And we'll see everyone next week for episode 173.
Sign up for Battle at the Bridge 3.
Yeah, sign up. We'll talk more about it next week.
Later. For all he's dropping out.
See you guys.
Maybe.